Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, a podcast that focuses on helping you create space so you can attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. And I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And I hope you're having a great start to your week. And of course, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, please leave a review so we can continue bringing episodes each and every week. Well, in this episode, it's just going to be the two of us, and I'm going to be sharing a few strategies on how to realign with your time management tool as you get ready for the fall. I will also be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and my book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week is, what did you do exciting this summer? I had fun because I took day trips. I took day trips to D.C. and I also took a day trip to New Jersey right outside of New York, visiting some friends. So I had a really fun summer. So now, to share with you some of the days that will be celebrated this month, which happens to be my birthday month. I'm excited about that. So, first of all, September 2nd is Calendar Adjustment Day, which is what we're going to talk about shortly. September 5th is Be Late for Something. September 6th, Read a Book. September 11th, of course, is Make Your Bed Day. And of course, September 11th, also the day we honor our heroes. And September 30th is International Podcast Day. And September is Friendship Month. So, as I shared with you, September 2nd is Calendar Adjustment. So, I'm going to give you some strategies and Taylor's tip time on, you know, how you can make some calendar adjustments, because sometimes we need to make those adjustments. You know, we are good at putting things in our schedules and our planners, making to-do lists, but sometimes we need to maybe do something a little different. So the first thing you do is you decide what's working, you decide what's not. And for me, I have a calendar and I've had my planner, and it's a really great planner. But for some reason, it's just not exactly what I really need. So I started looking at my previous calendars and I said, you know what? I like this one, but I like this size. So sometimes when I'm deciding what's working, decide what needs to be improved. And for me, it was really just being able to see a to-do list every single day. That's something that I really need in order to cross things off of my list. Do your research. There's so many different planners out there. You can find one within your budget. You can find one within your style. You know, if you like glitter, if you want something plain. And of course, the next thing you want to do is you want to go out and purchase it. Budget for it, purchase it. And then, once you've gone through all those steps, each and every week, schedule a planning meeting. That is where you pull your calendar up and you pull out your planner, and then you just make sure that all the things you need to do in the coming week are scheduled, because that will help you get things done, that will help you save time, that will help you reduce your stress. There's so many other reasons for doing that, but you know, decide what's working, decide what needs to be improved, do your research, figure out what planner or calendar works for you, purchase it, and then do your planning meeting. Now, if you've been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish by providing you with the details needed to clear the clutter and get organized, well, let's talk so I can share how you can get back on track and get organized with a virtual session. And all you have to do is go to my webpage at www.janetmtaylor.com to schedule a 15-minute session with me so we can talk about your project. I can provide you with a couple of solutions, and then you can see where you need to go from there. But maybe you're just really feeling overwhelmed, feel like you can't manage all that is happening at your work and your business and your life. So let me help you. And I work with clients so they can get things done without feeling stressed or burned out. And I also help my clients create a life so that they can have time to do all the things they want to do without feeling overwhelmed. So in the show page, there is a strategize and organize link. Click that link to find out more details. Well, I definitely want to thank you all for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, and your sharing. I mean, you're resharing on LinkedIn. You're liking me on Instagram because I am back on Instagram. And you're sharing on Facebook as well as Twitter. So I appreciate you. And also be sure to check out my Pinterest page as well. And I've got all kinds of boards that'll help you get organized. But specifically for this topic, I want all about times and goals as well. And of course, continue to check out my YouTube channel as well, because this podcast is also on YouTube as well. So you can kind of listen to it on YouTube, or you can, you know, listen to it on whatever platform you're listening. Well, of course. And if you're thinking of getting your life organized, and of course, but you're feeling a little overwhelmed, join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. I should know that. It's a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living an organized life. So it's women only. I wanted it like that because I felt it needed to be a safe place for us to really just kind of like, look, this is the way my life looks, and feel comfortable. And of course, it's free to join. So click the link in the show page as well. Well, do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? So it is Toss It Tuesday. And this Toss It Tuesday, you know, because it's the beginning of the month, why not clean off the top of your desktop? And when I say clean it off, I actually mean clean it off. I mean, just do a good wipe down. And of course, I know a lot of you are just going back into the office a couple of days a week. That's a good time to do a wipe down too. But, you know, do a good wipe down and maybe rearrange things and maybe think and decide what you want to put back and what you don't. Think about that as well. And my app suggestions for this week, I just wanted to share with you some apps that I use, which you have access to as well, that really helped me. One, I have all of my banking banks, their apps on my phone. It makes it so much easier specifically for me because I want to do deposits. But also I have the stores I shop frequently, which you probably already do as well, on my phone. My CVS is where I get my prescriptions and sometimes those other little items. And then I have Acme. I'm actually thinking about adding another one because sometimes I do shop at Giant too. But those are the things. And I think, you know, as you look at your apps and as we look at our phones, you know, begin to look and see what you're using and what you're not as well. So that's my app suggestion this week. My product suggestion, because I wanted you to clear that desk off, is my desk organizer. And this desk organizer, my desk organizer, has three slide-out trays. Some have four slide-out trays, but it's great because it allows me, the top tray, usually I just put my planner, and then the other tray, the middle tray, is usually things I work on during the week, and the bottom tray is those projects that are ongoing projects. But you can use it in any area of your home, your office, your home office. Maybe you want to keep one by the garage and just kind of sort mail and things. You can have the top one as mail that goes out and everything else mail that comes in. There's so many different ways. So check that out. There's, of course, a link in the show page. And of course, check out the repurpose. There's repurpose for the office. There's repurpose for the garden. And there's general repurpose on how you can use those items that you already love and you're not ready to get rid of throughout your home. And my book suggestion for this week is something I discovered while I was doing one of my webinars, and it's called Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. No matter your goals, Atomic Habits offers a proven framework for improving every day. James Clear, one of the world's leading experts on habit formation, reveals practical strategies that will teach you exactly how to form good habits and break bad ones. So Atomic Habits is my book suggestion for this week. And my quote for this week is, the greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. Oprah Winfrey. So I just wanted to share that with you. Of course, in this abbreviated segment, I'm excited about September because we're going to have a professional organizer who's also a stylist talk about our closets. We're going to have a professional organizer who really teaches business owners and those side hustlers, because some of you maybe have a little side hustle on the side, on how to really create process and be more organized as you move into the fourth quarter, but also, you know, coming year. And of course, you know, Dr. Renee Galloway, the author of Done, is going to be returning, and she's going to talk about procrastination. Oh, that P word, procrastination, and how we can master it. So I hope you listen to the upcoming episodes, but I'd like to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media. And again, let me know you enjoyed listening to this podcast by leaving a review, and be sure to visit the website at www.janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, you have a clutter-free day, but also have an organized week. Organization is a quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.